Welcome to the ReGreen podcast. In this podcast series, we will explore the concept of nature-based solutions, the so-called NBS. The aim of the ReGreen research project is to accelerate the crucial transition toward equitable, green and healthy cities in Europe and in China by integrating nature as part of urban development. We will talk with experts from academia and businesses in the field to get an understanding of the international research, technologies and innovations, and the possibilities in a nature-based economy. Today's host is Marie-Yvonne Dalfeldt from Intergreen.
Hi there! I'm very happy to accompany you through an exploration of the fascinating world of nature-based solutions. First of all, we will have an introduction to the EU ReGreen project, and along with that, an introduction to the concept of nature-based solutions, or NBS. The person talking with me today is Marianne Sandersen.
I'm coordinator of the ReGreen project. I'm a senior researcher in environmental economics at Aarhus University, in the Department of Environmental Science.
So tell me, Marianne, what is the ReGreen project about?
So ReGreen is about fostering nature-based solutions for an equitable, green and healthy urban transition in both Europe and China.
For an equitable, green and healthy urban transition. That sounds pretty ambitious. Can nature-based solutions really do that? And what is the big fuss with those NBS?
So basically, NBS is about bringing nature closer to people, because where nature is, it can help solve a lot of challenges. Nature-based solutions are interventions both in cities and outside cities that seek to restore and improve and enhance and conserve natural capital and biodiversity in terms of habitats or ecosystems.
But how can nature help in improving social problems? How can nature help on improving equity?
Well, because it has got profound positive impacts on our action, on our well-being. And so together with other urban priorities, nature-based solutions can help to build inclusive communities and close social equality gaps. And they can also help promote innovative businesses and jobs. The umbrella concept of nature-based solutions is also a result of the realization that the pressure that humanity puts on the planetary system is becoming so big that we need to work with nature as a tool, as a solution to help alleviate the externalities that we put on ourselves. And so one of the promising approaches to this is to work with nature's capacity and qualities in a sustainability perspective in cities in Europe and China. And it has advantages over other approaches because nature is by itself multifunctional. It creates multi-benefits. It is most often also more cost-effective compared to purely engineered solutions in cities.
It sure sounds like nature has many benefits to offer. What kind of nature-based solutions are there, and in which areas can they be implemented?
They are across all fields of nature. You can group them. You can look at it from the building envelope, the local and the city scale. And in the building envelope is green rules, green walls. At the neighborhood scale, it's urban parks, pocket parks, street trees. It's creating space for water to be retained and delayed. Nature has a unique facility that we can't actually really recreate through technical infrastructure.
Where does it make sense to implement the nature-based solutions? Is it only in smaller cities, or rather in the larger ones?
That is basically irrelevant, the size of the city. Because where we construct cities, we also create those problems in terms of climate and heat. And we all want to have livable environments too. And nature does have a major role to play there. So it's about bringing nature to everybody.
All right. I feel like I have a good sense of what nature-based solutions are now. So what is the aim of the ReGreen project in relation to those nature-based solutions?
So the aim of ReGreen is to generate evidence of how nature-based solutions can systematically integrate ecosystem services and biodiversity. And we want to advocate the benefits and values in urban planning to meet societal challenges. And that includes climate change resilience, public health, well-being, and social inclusion.
The project of ReGreen gathers a consortium of 20 partners from Europe and China, 2 NGOs, 3 city authorities, 4 small or medium-scale enterprises, 5 research institutes, and 6 universities. What is the strength of the structure of the ReGreen project, do you think, in comparison to other NBS projects out there?
The strength, I think, in ReGreen is really that we have in Europe city authorities as full partners. That really gives a complete different flavor and link to reality. And it's always a good proof to see if what we are thinking and looking at is actually of relevance and can be used in the urban living labs.
The urban living labs of ReGreen are partner cities representing the people and the kind of areas where nature-based solutions have been and will be implemented. ReGreen has 6 urban living labs, 3 in Europe and 3 in China. In Europe, it's Île-de-France, so the Paris region in France. In Denmark, it's the city of Aarhus. And in Croatia, it's the city of Velika Gorica. In China, it's the cities of Beijing, Shanghai, and Ningbo. Could you describe the objectives of ReGreen?
ReGreen has 4 main objectives. And at the center of ReGreen, there's the co-creation in urban living labs in Europe and China. And one objective is collecting knowledge and evidence about the importance and role of nature-based solutions. A second objective is to develop and test tools to help the implementation in practice of NBS. But especially also raising awareness is a third objective through education, citizen science, through governance, experimental governance learning. And a fourth objective is improving business models to help actually this whole ecosystem of value chain to grow and be a rich habitat, so to speak, for NBS to actually come into play. We want the ReGreen project to work in co-creation with urban planners and citizens and businesses in urban living labs, and also through educational programs for children that can ensure long-term sustainability of solutions. Because children is the future, and increasing awareness and affinity to nature is in itself also a nature-based solution. Basically, we want to promote the mainstreaming of nature-based solutions in both strategies and decision support systems and planning approaches in urban governance. What many municipalities meet today is that, one, they don't really know how and what to do in terms of nature-based solutions, and two, if they do, they have trouble finding companies and services that can provide that to them.
That sure is a problem, that the municipalities don't know how to implement nature, and also that they can't really find the help that they need. Which other challenges are there when it comes to the implementation of nature-based solutions?
The building code is not advanced enough or doesn't know how to include nature in this very human-controlled environment. It's simply not part of standards yet. Like, for instance, for the building code in Germany, in green roofs, they have a huge design manual, says effects and all that. And even in Germany, they don't account for the role of green roofs in uptaking and delaying rainwater on the roof. They also need to create a gray solution at the base of the building, with the result that this basin to capture the water that you created with concrete and that has absolutely no other role to play is empty because the green roof does the job. Also, nature-based solutions, they are often very local in scale when they're implemented, and they are not put up as a systemic solution with a lot of small NBS that are linked together. So, for instance, we could say that a green roof can contain between 50 and 100% of the rain falling on average over a year, but you don't actually work with what does that mean if you were to do that on all the suitable roofs and were to reinforce the roof structure so it can carry it. That doesn't exist anywhere where that is actually being done as a proper solution.
What about the ones building and designing the city? Have they figured out how to include nature?
Architects and building engineers, etc., have a difficulty working with nature because of nature being such an alive element of our world. There's a difficulty to accept it as a solution. So nature takes time and it's dynamic. And as human beings, when we want a solution, we want it now. So oftentimes there's a conflict there. So it's a very complex thing to work with nature.
What is the best way to create, design, and implement the nature-based solutions?
Co-creation is really important when we are thinking about planning and implementing nature-based solutions in cities or outside cities, both in terms of acceptance from the public that this is happening, but also in terms of getting the smart solutions, those that actually fit to the local area. And so it's really a very central part. It's the inclusion, dialogue, participation, the co-creation and co-design with locals. It's not always easy because people have different values to what is beautiful, what they would like to see. Some don't want any changes at all. Some just want a parking place and not a tree instead. But those discussions, I would argue, are at the heart of making the case for NBS. And maybe NBS isn't the right solution there, then so be it. But I think it enlarges people's horizons to have these discussions and getting input. So that's also a very central part of the education and awareness to have these dialogues about how can we change our local surroundings? How can we rewild or depave an area? And there's also a lot of giving people the responsibility and the right to also decide what it looks like and how it's managed, or even to have them manage the new patches of nature. And so that's also, again, a part of this agenda, that people also feel that they are part of the public space. It's not just somebody else's space, it's also my space. Can retake the street, retake the parks.
Co-creation, dialogue, and also ownership are key for a green transition. Who will have the biggest benefits of the implementation of nature-based solutions in cities, do you think?
I think it's all of us. In this pandemic that we are still experiencing globally, it has become very clear the importance of nature close to where people live, both for livability, mental health, and in terms of climate impacts that are being felt every year, exceedingly, especially in cities. Nature-based solutions have a role to play. The big hope is that it can accelerate a necessary transition of cities, both towards more sustainable cities, but that are more livable. and equitable. So it's about bringing nature to everybody.
Will the world look greener in 20 years from now?
Yes, I think it will.
I'm impressed. Nature-based solutions certainly have many positive effects on nature and biodiversity, on city aesthetics, and also on the well-being of the citizens. Taking into consideration the climate and societal challenges many cities are facing, it sure sounds like it's about time to increase the implementation of nature-based solutions and accelerate the transition towards equitable, green, and healthy cities. A great thank you to Marianne Sanderson, coordinator of the ReGreen project, for giving us a thorough introduction to nature-based solutions and their multifunctionality. And hopefully, you'll join me for the next episode of the ReGreen podcast.
This podcast series is part of the ReGreen research project, funded by the European Horizon 2020. Learn more at regreenproject.eu.